thick up here. What's it like down there?
Do you feel like you could just go home now? Too bad. Nobody wants to go home when Jesus is in the house like this. Come on. Oh, actually, yeah, here we go. I'm showing my age. I need glasses. Jesus healed my eyes. Wow, well, we had a precious morning. It's really good. It's so good to be here with you guys, Brendan, Sharon, like just the house. Like, oh, I feel so at home, honestly. Like, I feel like I'm amongst my tribe. Yeah. It's so good. And I'm so excited for this house and what God is doing. The Lord's been speaking to my heart. We're going to get into this. We're going to unpack some of the things, bring some understanding of what's happening in the nation in Canada on a macro scale. But it's interesting, even just talking now, I'm thinking back to when I had this prophetic word back in 06 at the Canadian Prophetic Council, and one of the things was that the Lord was going after the family. And what I saw was a macro picture of the national family. And the move of His Spirit happening on the national level, but then I saw it down to a regional level, then down to a city level, and then down to the local church. Everybody say, yay, local church. And then I saw the average family, like me, my wife, my four kids, just an average family, and I felt the heart of the Lord. He says, I'm doing all this on the big scale so I can go after the family, the nuclear family. I'm jealous for the nuclear family. Husband, wife, children, sons, and daughters. And turn to your neighbor, say, it's a turnaround season. Jesus. Let's pray. Father of all glory, You are the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. We're so honored to be in Your presence. Holy Spirit, thank You for Your presence in our midst. We want to say that You are treasured in this house. You are treasured in our hearts. You're treasured in our lives. You're treasured in our homes. You're treasured in the workplace. Holy Spirit, we love You. And we want to thank You for Your ministry in this house, because without Your ministry, we have nothing. Come on, you hear me? Without Your ministry, Holy Spirit, we have nothing to offer the world. We have nothing to offer one another. And so we just declare and we esteem greatest value upon Your presence. And I thank You that when You walk into the room, Lord, everything changes. Whew. Somebody say, sickness has to leave. Say, deliverance comes. Freedom is released. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, whew. Well, well, well. Thanks for having me, guys. I just feel like I want to unpack a little bit of understanding with regards to what I sense. And again, I'm bringing a peace. You know, I know that each of you carry what the Lord's been given to you and trusting to you, whether you're standing in a pulpit or wherever you're cleaning floors. I did that. Like, it's like wherever you're at, the Lord, you have full access. Everybody say, full access. Turn to your neighbor, say, you have full access. Yeah. I had some of my most intimate times cleaning toilets. I'm not even joking. Precious times with the Lord of Him sharing his heart with me for a generation, for a nation. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. So as a national church, a forerunner church, prophetic church in the nation, we've been in a season. The past 10 years has been 10 years of testing. If you do search in the scriptures, 10 years, the number of testing. And so there's been a testing going on in our nation. There's been a testing of our lives in God, our hearts. And this has been a loving work. In the midst of it, the enemy has had his plan to shut down, to break down, to destroy, if he could. But at the same time, turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus has a plan. And he's been busy in our nation, I promise you. He's been busy in our nation. And he's been working on the family. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We've been humbled as a national church, in my opinion. Through his grace, we have experienced good things happening all the while. His testing has been greatly at work. His light has come upon us. And it has been revealing, even exposing stuff in our own hearts. Can I get a witness? How many here could say that, yeah, the past season, there's been some fire in my life. Yeah? He's been going after some things in an intimate way. He's been bringing stuff to surface in our hearts. But turn to your neighbor, say, love is at work. His fire has been at work in and through us. And it has not been a whole lot of fun because he has gotten into our business in a very personal way. So thank you, Jesus. Woo! All right. Wow. It's thick up here. He's exposed our selfish motives and intentions as it pertains to family, our own families, marriages with our children, with our folks, you know, like he's been getting into our business and he's been getting into our workplace where we've experienced that with coworkers and things like this. And now, I know you guys haven't experienced it in the corporate family at all, but the rest of the nation has. He's been exposing, tenderly exposing the issues of our heart. He's been getting in, and he's been revealing the mixture of our hearts. And he's been going into the world behind our face. Now, while he's been at work over these years, over this past season, everybody say it's a past season. There's been pain. Anybody experienced pain lately? Oh, just me? Oh, maybe you guys got to get up here and share with me. There's been pain, real pain involved. Actually, heartbreak for many, loss for many. And we've wanted to withdraw from one another. And I'm talking on a corporate level, in the body. There's been sometimes the pain has been so great, or it's felt so great. There's been a part of us that is like, I'm done with this, and it's because it's been because of other people shortcomings, surely not yours. And it has to do with our shortcomings even, feelings of failure, times when we have failed. Anybody fail? Yeah? Good, you qualify. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. But in the midst of the pain, the tendency is to withdraw from family. And what can come out is, Jesus, would you just come to my house with me? I'm going to stay in my pajamas this morning, and I'm just going to have intimacy with you, communion with you, where I don't have to deal with anybody. And all the while, he's saying, this is the grounds that I've called you into. This is my family. This is my family. You can't divorce in this family. You can't divorce your brother or sister. It just doesn't work. And so he's teaching our hearts. What he's going after is maturity and love. Turn to your neighbor and say, maturity and love. Yeah, he's doing it. He's going after it. It's real. And he's going after it. Because we've seen manifest over these past years the war upon the family in our nation like we've never seen in history. The war to destroy, to pull apart the family in our nation. And the Lord says, I'm raising up my family in this generation as the answer. I'm raising up an army that expresses itself as a family. I'll try over here. I'm raising up an army that expresses itself as a family. There you go. Next time. There'll be another time. Just kidding. Whew. So he's maturing us in love. The psalmist David, who is a man after God's own heart, which to me tells me he had an understanding, at least a pretty significant understanding of the Lord's heart, for the Lord to say, he's a man after my own heart. And David said in Psalm 18:35, he said, the Lord's gentleness with me. Okay. Think about David's life for a moment. The, honestly, huge mess in a lot of ways. Everybody say, I qualify. Huge mess. But he says, this is who I know my God to be. His gentleness with my heart is what's making me great. Who became the greatest king, you know, to sit on the throne till Jesus comes back. But he became the great king, King David. And it was David that said, it's his gentleness with my heart, with my life, that has been at work to make me great. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're great. Now, you might think that I'm just kind of being cute with this turning around back and forth to one another, but what we're actually doing is we're exercising the spiritual authority that's been entrusted to us and what we're called to and what specifically this house carries for the city and for this nation. This is not cute. This is you functioning in your governmental authority. This is you moving into and becoming more true to who God sees you as. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's good. It's a new season. The past 5 years and beyond, I'm here to announce to you, in the name of the Lord, my God, your God, that you have crossed over into a new season as a house. The enemy's plan is to convince you that you're still left in a past season of pain, of discouragement, of despair and hurt. It's not true unless you really want that. Who's signing up for that? Says nobody. So he's calling right now this house to realign with the season of the Lord. Scripture is clear that the Lord himself is the one who establishes the times and the seasons. The enemy tries to come in and manipulate and twist them. Would everybody say, Jesus has a plan? So it's a shift of season. Say together, the season has changed. Come on. Hey, come on. Woo, woo. Come on, Jesus. Yeah, come on. Let us prophesy. We are going to be in the season and time of the Lord. Declare it with me. We are going to be in the season and the time of the Lord. Come on, yeah, come on. Give him, give it to him. He's worthy. Let's do something fun. Let's stand up for a minute. And I want you right now to just declare on the count of three, let's do this. One, two, three. Let's do this. Woo! Come on, this is alignment. Things are being established in the heavenlies right now. This is how we roll. You are going to, when you move into a new season, you can go ahead and sit down, thanks. You guys are good. Look at that. Attention, sir. What? Let's kick some butt. It's like when you shift over into a new season, you're going to be required to function in a new way. Come on. Woo. And I'm here to tell you that this season that we shifted into, there's a shift that's happened in our nation. It's already set in motion. Say it's set in motion. Jesus is unveiling his plan, and he's doing it. That's what he's doing. And you, this house, are a strategic place. You have a strategic place in the nation. You don't look like you believe me. Turn to your neighbor, say, we have a strategic place in the nation. Say, come on, revival girl. He's not going to do this without you. That's good news. Yeah. This new season, this time, is a time of his table. Everybody say his table. So I'm going to share with you a short dream that I had. Cindy Jacobs called me on the phone in this dream. She believed that I was a son of a shepherd and called me Joshua. I tried to inform her that my name's Kirk. Kirk means church. Okay, just so you know. Tried to inform her, my name's Kirk. She said, I said, not Joshua. And she said, yeah, whatever, Joshua. So from my understanding, little contact with her, it's kind of like what she's like. Yeah, whatever. But I want you to hear this as a word to you in this season is the past season of church as we've known it, just doing church. This is not an indictment, but it's an acknowledgement that there's a seasonal change happening, and it's not acceptable to function as it's functioned in the past season. And the call upon you, I call you a Joshua company. I release that title, that name over this house, a Joshua company. Who was Joshua? He was the new leadership in a nation that led a nation into the promised land. That was a call, him and Caleb. They led together a nation into the promises of God. Somebody get happy. My goodness, you were joyful. This is good news. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's good news. You're a Joshua company. A kingly anointing, a grace is resting upon you to impact not just a city, but a nation. I celebrate the local church as a house of prayer. Week in, week out, day after day. That's what we do, is we pray for the church. So I celebrate the local church, but it's important that you understand what the Lord speaks over you individually, but as a house, a corporate body, and what your call is. And what I will say is, yes, a local church, but not just a local church. You are called with a Joshua anointing. There's a new leadership, a fresh grace that's being released upon this house to bring what I would call a catalytic shift in our nation. Here's the key of stepping into this grace. She said, back to the dream. Cindy Jacobs said, listen to me. She said, humility is the key. And I was listening, and it was just this pause. And I was just like, what does this mean? And then she said, humility is the key. And I'm like, okay. And she said, did you hear me? She said, humility is the key. It's a kingdom key. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's a kingdom key. Humility is the key. Humility is the grace God has given to us to draw near to the table. The season of the table, it's His table. He's calling us to His table. But it requires humility to respond. When I say humility, a teachable heart. You get that? It's like, I haven't arrived. I mean, some of you might have all the fullness of the revelation of who He is in you. I've not arrived yet. I'm learning things. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're learning things. Yeah. Yeah. And so humility is critical in this season to step into what is the table represent. It's His heart. It's His thoughts. It's His ways. He's saying in the midst of a nation where the family's being destroyed, where things seem like they're going sideways, I'm telling you, I've established my table in your midst, and I'm calling you to come to my table. The invitation is come to the table. But it's going to require humility to go there. How many have heard about, there's a movement that started last year. It's called Battle for Canada. Have you heard of it? Hands up. Just, oh, three of you. Oh, great. Brendan, you know, you hook them up, you know? It's like, no. So it is incredible. The first meeting we gathered in Battleford, Canada, I don't know, it was well over 1,000, maybe 1,400, 1,500, but it was so powerful. And one of the things before that gathering, there was a steering team call, and I shared this dream about the table with Fatine. She kind of shared the gist of it on this call. And the whole of that national leadership, they all just went into travail, like crying out. Art Lussier, who's spearheading that movement, he said, Kirk, he goes, I could not stop crying, like the tears flowing, what I felt in my heart of the Lord wanting to heal our nation. Wanting to heal the body of Christ, you know, heal the leadership where there's been fractures in the leadership, where there's been division, broken down relationships of just him wanting to heal it. And this was the invitation of the Lord. If you'll come to my table, it's a table of reconciliation. Somebody say amen. It's a table of healing. Somebody say amen. Whew. So, in August, there's going to be a national gathering in Ottawa. David Damian and many other ministries are going to be involved in that. Actually, I think, from my understanding, the Chinese that were down at IHOP are going to be invited to go into that as well. And it's to bring a shift of healing into our nation. Somebody say amen. Yeah, and they're calling it the table. Turn to your neighbor, say, the Lord is doing something. Say, he's calling us to the table. I'll meet you there. So the next Battle for Canada is going to happen in May in Edmonton. Be there, I'll be square. That's a little plug. As a house, TCC, your mandate is not just a local church. You've been entrusted with citywide and national prayer focus. Now the Lord gave me this picture, and these are the things that I believe that he's wanting to heal, restore, and establish for this next season, for the race that you're called to run. Number one, prophetic worship and intercession. The other is prophetic evangelism. And both of these are going to flow, it's going to come out of the overflow of love. There's much more with that. There's city transformation stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But you are required in this season, and I submit all of this under the leadership of these guys. But you're required to establish these in a new way in this season. The Lord's going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to give you a heart to come into this place. I just see that this is going to be a culture that moves, functions, and operates in this governmental grace. Now, a picture that he gave me was Mephibosheth. Anybody know the story of Mephibosheth? I can hardly say it. But it's this dude it's interesting. He was like a grandson of King Saul. His father was Jonathan. And both King Saul were killed. Jonathan was killed. They were killed in battle. And yet, there was a rescue mission. It rescued Mephibosheth. Because really, what they would have done back in the day is anybody connected to that family would have been totally slaughtered. But there was a rescue mission. Say, yay, Jesus. And King David called for him because he wanted to show kindness. The King wants to show kindness in this season. That's who our Jesus is. He wants to show kindness, and he is showing kindness. And he's wanting to invite us. As King David, he invited King Mephibosheth to the table. So he invited him to the king's table. I want you to get that picture. He's crippled in both feet. He's on crutches. He can't walk properly in this season. And because David wanted to show kindness, he said, "Sit him at the table. He'll sit all of his days." I'm establishing he will sit all of his days at the king's table as a son. Somebody say amen. And not only that, I'm restoring all of Saul, Jonathan's, his father's, the inheritance that seemed to be lost. I'm saying seemed to be lost. I am restoring to him now in Jesus' name. There's a restoration that's taking place. We're standing and crossed over into a season where he is going to restore the years that the locusts has looked to eat and devour. Come on, it's Joel 2:22. We've been pressing in, contending into it. You need to spend some time in that portion of Scripture. But he's looking to restore the things that have looked to be stolen from you. Can you, here's the question, can you wrap your heart of faith around what the Lord is saying to you right now and believe it and come into agreement with what he's speaking to your heart? Because it's necessary. But beyond this restoration of inheritance, the land, the breakthrough, all of that, beyond all of that, he's healing the feet. He's healing your feet. And you are going to run in this season like you've never experienced over the years of the history of this house. You're being brought into, the Lord is showing kindness to this house in this season. And he's bringing you to the table. He's restoring things that need to be restored. And one of those things is having to do with the mandate. He's healing your feet. You're going to run in a new way. Turn to your neighbor, say, it's good news. At the table, so here it is. Take note, Psalm 23. This is the table that the Lord has prepared for this house. It says, the Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of my... He's going to cause my cup to overflow. He is going to do this. I'm telling you, I just see toiling and striving breaking off so many. It's so good. What you've experienced in the worship, the joy, it's the oil. It says he anoints my head with oil. Okay, it's the oil of gladness. Jesus, it says, was anointed with the oil of joy, of gladness, more than all of his companions. Turn to your neighbor and say, why? I'm so glad you asked. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody say, Jesus is a strong man. Yeah. And he's the head of his church. And so if the oil is pouring over the head, where does it go to? The body. The oil of joy. He's anointing you with the oil of joy. There is fresh consecration, a fresh setting apart, and a fresh commissioning in this season for you to step into. And it's not going to be in weakness. It's not going to be in weariness. It's not going to be in discouragement. Turn to your neighbor, say, the season has shifted. The season has shifted, and you're moving forward in the season with his joy. The impartation of his joy within you, his supply within you. He's going to cause your cup to overflow. The cup speaks of the portion. He's caused the boundary lines for you to fall in pleasant places. This is who my God is. Is it your God? This is who he is. He's not apologizing for it. He's not ashamed of it. This is who our good God is. And he's doing it. Say, Jesus on the move. So he is anointing our head with oil. He's causing our cup to overflow. And I'm telling you, the manifestation of his goodness and his mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. His table is a family table. We're going to talk as family now. His table is a family table. Scripture declares, in his light, we see light. So I want you to picture now, use your sanctified imagination, and I want you to picture yourself sitting at his table. Go ahead, close your eyes. You don't need to look at me. Close your eyes. I want you to go there, because this is real. You're sitting at his table. You've said yes to his table. It's the family table. And in his light, we see light. Stay in that place. On the road to Emmaus, these disciples walked with Jesus on the road, and they didn't even recognize Jesus. Jesus was with them, and they didn't even recognize him. But when they got to the house, they sat down at the table, and Jesus gave thanks for the bread, broke the bread, and then they could see Jesus rightly. There's an upgrade coming to this house as you come to the table. You are going to see Jesus in a light that you've never seen him before in your life. You must see him in a new measure of light. His heart is to share his heart with you, that you see him rightly in this season. And from this place, your cup of love will overflow. And not only at this table will you see him rightly, it's not just a personal table. It is, but it's not just personal. It's a family table. You're going to look across the table, and you're going to begin to see one another at the table in his light. You're going to see one another rightly. The Lord is going to impart his heart of love for your brother, for your sister. I'm talking this family, corporate family. Where offenses are going to fall. Where you are going to experience and taste of his goodness, his mercy, in such a way that you will not hold offense in your heart, but you will be overwhelmed with his heart, because you're seeing in his light one another. We see one another, we discern one another by the Spirit. And he's going to cause us to see the preciousness of one another. Somebody say, this is family. Family, sometimes we can get into this idea of family is like, well, it's just this community. We get into a room, you know, we hang out, we get to know each other. But, you know, there's all this underlying stuff going on. But this army, this what the Lord is doing in the season is expressed as a family. It's born out of love. It's established by love. And so we're going to learn how to war for one another. We're going to learn how to war for one another. not against one another. Come on. I think the world is waiting to see. Come on. We're going to learn to war for one another. We're going to see his heart. We're going to feel his heart, what he has for each person sitting at the table. We're going to learn what it means to be the family of God. When I sit at that table, when I come into this room, when I see a couple and they have a son, a daughter who's gone off the rails, they're in addictions, they're struggling with this, or, you know, a leader or somebody who's spending time gazing at this when they shouldn't be, or whatever, we're in a relationship we shouldn't be. I'm not going to sit and say, well, they're just reaping what they're sowing. You know, they're just, it's their deal. It's kind of, no, I'm going to have the heart of the Lord and say, that's not okay. And I'm going to begin to war on my knees until that child is loosed from addictions. Until that one is enslaved in bondage, is broken loose and cut free. Beloved, we were rocking it today in our worship. That's what was happening. Chains were falling off. We came to the table. We were foretasting the joy of what it means to come to the table. The oil of gladness was upon us, and we were warring, and children were getting freed up. Spouses, marriages are being healed. Come on. Come on. Who's got the answer? Who's got the answer? This is the answer. It's us learning to function as a family, a governing family, a family who knows how to fight for one another's victories. I'm not just thinking about me. It's like, what can you do for me? I'm thinking, how can I see you break through and become everything that you're called to be? Everything! I'm not okay with partial victory. And nor should you be. We're not, let's say it, we're not okay with partial victory. We're going to war as a family. And what's going to happen as we do this, as we're stepping into this, and it's becoming real in our midst. We have authority, everybody say authority, to begin to shift the spiritual atmosphere over the city and over this nation. The spirit of this age that blinds the hearts and minds of people from seeing the beauty and the love of Christ gets lifted off when we start to do business like this. Hearts open up. They come running, actually. Divine appointments start happening. They start being drawn because you just shifted the whole spiritual atmosphere. Do you know who you are? Turn to your neighbor. Do you know who you are? Come on, the children of God. This is where you're going. This is the mandate upon you. You have been entrusted with this grace. The Lord's not going to do it apart from you. I promise you. He's invited his church into partnership, intimate partnership and union. When you receive your inheritance, the fullness of your inheritance, he receives his. Come on. When you receive the fullness, the full measure of your inheritance, he receives his inheritance. Do you think he wants you to receive your inheritance? Do you think he's worthy of receiving his inheritance? Yeah, come on. This is where we're going. Last thing here. Sitting at the table. The overflow. Your head is being anointed afresh with oil in this season, TCC. Your cup is overflowing. You're intentionally in humility, because it requires humility to come to the table. It's your joy and delight to serve the family. And as we begin to learn to war for one another's victories and move as a kingdom family, what we're also going to see at that table is some empty chairs. Because there's chairs at that table, the family table, that have real names, souls that belong at that table to enjoy, called into family, and yet they haven't heard the good news yet. They may even have heard messages of just talking about, you know, this sort of duty-filled gospel, but they haven't experienced through the body the love of Jesus for their hearts. But what's going to happen? Say everything's changed. What's going to happen is as our cups overflow with fresh grace anointing upon our heads, the oil of gladness, joy, we're going to see the ones that belong. The Lord's going to begin to speak to each of you about specific ones that belong at that table. And you're going to begin to pray for them. And they may not know you and you may not know them, but you're going to begin to war for their salvation. You're going to war for them to come into their place at the table. Because Jesus wants them. Jesus is crazy about them. And we don't have permission to write off anybody. I don't care what they've gone through or what they've done. Or the Lord spoke to me personally and he said, you don't have permission to write anybody off, because I don't write anybody off. It cuts through the religious spirit that wants to point the finger and say how you don't measure up. Jesus is a qualifier, and he's inviting us into his heart at the table, where we are going to receive fresh anointing, a kingly anointing, to take ground in a new way, to stand governmentally in a new way as a family. We're going to begin to learn to war as a family for one another's victories. Because when you win, I win. When I win, you win. Trust me, it goes both ways. And we will love the lost home. We will love the lost to the table. They will come to the table, and we will experience such grace to speak of the one that we love. It's not going to be a duty. It's going to be our joy. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's going to be our joy. Yeah. I think I'm, yeah. All right. Why don't you come on up? Actually, let's take a minute here. I'd just like to pray for you guys, actually. Would you guys come on up? Would that be all right? Brian, why don't you come up with me? Yeah. Now, I probably don't have to say this, but this is where we get to do this as family. Let's connect hearts right now in the spirit at the table, and let's just pray a blessing over this precious leadership. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I want to thank you with all of my heart for this house, for this family. I thank you for the mama and the papa in the house. Father, I want to decree in this season. A fresh release and a fresh anointing over the apostolic and the prophetic. I want to decree right now a blessing over the marriage, the union of the apostolic and the prophetic moving and flowing together richly in Jesus' name. I want to decree right now every expectation in the spirit realm for you to be something different than who you're called to be. I decree right now all of that falling now in Jesus' name. We say as a family, we release you to be who you were designed to be, who you were called to be, appointed by the Lord, anointed for service. King David received number of different anointings throughout his years. This is a season where the Lord is anointing you afresh. It's a kingly anointing. Kingly prophetic anointing that is actually required for this house to go to where it needs to go to. And the Lord is anointing you afresh in this season, establishing you afresh in this season. And I just declare that things have shifted now. Things right now of the past season, heaviness, weariness, the toiling, the stuff that most of us would never see or even consider. But what you've had to walk through, I decree right now, is being blown off of your life, off of your body, off of your soul, in Jesus' name. I decree right now, healing is coming. Come on, right now, there's healing being released right now. Leaders need healing, beloved. Trust me, leaders need healing. I want you to just come into agreement. Let's pray in the Spirit right now together as a family, just right where you're at. I want you to pray for the healing, the full healing for these guys, the rejuvenation, the strengthening, the restoring right now, the life of the Spirit, the strength in the soul, and the blessing upon the body in Jesus' name. I just declare right now, anointed for a new season, a season of breakthrough right now, anointed. And I decree right now that your experience from this moment forward will be a cup overflowing in Jesus' name. Come on, can you agree with me? Say amen. A cup overflowing in Jesus' name. And we bless you as you look to serve him in this place at the table. We honor you at his table and your place of leadership and of service. And I want to declare over you guys, well done in the past season. And I just, you know, you inherited, you know, lots of good, lots of stuff. You know, and I want to say well done, but the season has now shifted. Things have been prepared. Things that God needed to do in our hearts, different ones, all of us. He's been faithful to finish what he's begun. He's been at work preparing us as a body, as a family, as a corporate family that will move forward and launch forward into this season from the table. We're going to see you rightly. You are going to be able to see us rightly. And the Lord is bringing in, strengthening the leadership around you. And he's bringing in, at the appointed times, he's going to bring in those. He's going to raise them up, actually. I feel like there's a couple that he's, I don't mean a couple, husband and wife, but a couple of people that he's going to raise up in your midst that are going to serve as and become a wonderful part of the leadership of this house. And so, Lord, I just bless them in this season, and we say, raise them up in Jesus' name. Everybody say, it's a family affair. It's not warfare. It's joyfare. Okay. So, Father, I thank you that it's a joy fair season. I thank you for this house has shifted, and even as you've tasted in the worship here today, the blood, that is so true to who you guys are. It's who you are. You were created to flow and to move in this grace. And I just bless that upon this house, upon this leadership, and upon this house. Thank you, Lord. Let's just take a moment, give thanks. Maybe we can stand together and just give thanks. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's doing amazing things in our family. You're doing amazing things, Jesus, in the family. You're raising up your family, God, to heal the family in our nation. We want to give you thanks. We want to give you glory. We ascribe greatness to you, Jesus. We ascribe greatness to you, and we thank you. Father, I come into agreement right now, and I say, increase the oil right now upon the heads. Increase right where you're at right now. Just receive the fresh oil. Wrap your heart. It's your choice. Wrap your heart of faith around the word of the Lord, and you say yes and amen. It doesn't matter what you feel. Great if you feel it, but this, we live by faith. Come on. And so, Father, right now, the oil, release the dumping of the oil over the heads, the saturating of the oil over the heads, the healing, the restoration, the strength of God, the cup overflowing, God. I declare that this house is a house of the cup of the overflow. Somebody say amen. Amen.